arguing for that. He would like to see the information that they're basing their warrant request on. All of these things are difficult. The best possible timing would be if Trump could announce for president and then he got charged like a week later. If you're trying to put it out in Trump world, the better opportunity for him would have been if the FBI had raided him after he were already announced. But I think what we're seeing is Trump is going to be a big part of the midterms. And what is the calculus on his impact on the elections, Buck? How many people are going to vote or not vote based on Trump? It's unfortunate because Biden is the story. He's the failure as president. It should be a referendum.
And, of course, there'll be, when we have the results in, it will be, did Trump candidates do well?
Yes.
How did Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker end up faring, for example? There are a lot of Trump-backed candidates, obviously, but those two in particular we've been talking about. It is going to be a difficult fight against Raphael Warnock in Georgia, for sure. It's going to be a difficult fight against Fetterman in Pennsylvania. And then, does Trump have the golden touch, so to speak, or not? A lot of things we're going to see.
And what in the world is going to happen with January 6th, right? Are they going to try to bring that back just in time for the midterms, too? We'll talk about it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Small businesses have been getting hammered. You survived COVID and are now dealing with higher costs and keeping your employees. You need a break. If your business had five or more employees during COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
GetRefunds.com will get you the money. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. GetRefunds.com does all the work. They don't charge up front, and they share a percentage of the cash they get for you.
Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, the quality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Nevadans are paying higher prices because of reckless Washington spending. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. $140 million for a luxury resort in Florida. $15 million for a soccer stadium in New Jersey. $2 million for a ski area in Iowa. $95,000 for a poet in Connecticut. $200,000 for French operas in Washington, D.C. Now, Senator Cortez Masto has voted for a liberal plan to spend hundreds of billions more, crushing us with even higher inflation. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting for all this outrageous spending. Support S-3495, the Inflation Prevention Act, and actually cut inflation. We need help in Nevada, not silly spending in other states. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Donald Trump Jr. tells the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration tries to deny the political motivations behind investigating materials at former President Trump's Florida residence.
It's absolutely disgusting. You know, then they go in. It's supposed to be a very detailed warrant because, you know, Trump may still have the nuclear codes, and we're worried about Russia, part 19 at this point. No, it's not that.
The younger Mr. Trump talks of a double standard for investigation, as former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was not investigated for the thousands of emails she deleted from personal computers. That's after she left the State Department. Also at townhall.com, with inflation raging, President Biden poised to sign into law his landmark Inflation Reduction Act. Will the measure actually do what it says? Economic analysis suggests the likely answer is no. The legislation won't directly address some of the main drivers of surging prices, from gas and food to rents and restaurant meals. The Senate's Republican point man for elections says he's optimistic his party will recapture the majority in the fall midterms.
Florida Senator Rick Scott says his party's strength lies in the quality of its candidates.
We've got wonderful individuals that have gotten through their primaries. They're clearly focused on running good races and representing their state.
By contrast, Scott insists neither President Biden nor his party's agenda are well received around the country.
People don't like high inflation. They don't like to defund the police. They don't like critical race theory.
Scott believes the FBI raid on former President Trump's home will hurt Democrats in the midterms. Senator Scott was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reported.
The Dow had 208 points, but the Nasdaq is down 56. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
I was watching the Raiders Hall of Fame victory over the Jaguars in one of my favorite sports bars a week or so ago when it hit me. This is my first full NFL season with my new hearing aids from Quality Hearing Aids. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. It's been 2 months since the federal officials told the seven states which rely on Colorado River water to come up with a plan to protect water levels at Lake Mead. But with no deal on the horizon, the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority is voicing his displeasure with the situation. John Ensminger has sent a letter to the Interior Secretary criticizing the lack of progress in the negotiations. He called on federal officials to take a higher profile role in the talks, saying they have the tools to prevent further declines in Lake Mead, which is currently at 27% capacity. With home sales on the decline in Las Vegas and nationally, a new report says builder confidence is down for the eighth straight month as developers face what is being called a housing recession. The National Association of Home Builders says higher interest rates, supply chain issues, and increasing home prices continue to pose housing affordability issues and challenges. Locally, builders sold 713 new homes in the month of June. That's down nearly 24% from the same time a year ago. The June sales were the lowest of the year, and it marked the third straight month for those declines.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, volumes are heavy right now through the resort area of Interstate 15, southbound at Spring Mountain, north at Sahara. Remember, those HOV lanes are unavailable on the 15 in the resort area, mainly between Tropicana and Warm Springs, until the middle of September.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, August 16th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have on Tuesday somebody who is uplifting. She makes a lot of sense. She is Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she joins us. I've got to ask you, because this thing is eating away at our society, and I'm talking about what happened at Mar-a-Lago, the amazing warrant that has been sealed, unsealed, and now is sealed again. We don't know what's going to happen. What do you make of what happened at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, you know, due to the early reports regarding the raid and what the raid was seeking were nuclear codes and classified information and the mishandling of classified information, et cetera. Donald Trump has been out of office for 18 months. If there was a mishandling of classified information or nuclear codes, why did it take the federal government through the arm of the Democrat Party, the FBI, 18 months to raid his home? I would think that classified information would seem much more important to have a raid conducted much earlier than waiting 18 months. So it never really made sense to me. I mean, it made sense from a Stasi standpoint, whereby we understand and have understood for years now that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as well as other agencies under Democratic control, are simply just soldiers of the Democratic Party, and they've been weaponized politically to go after anyone who speaks out against the regime. And I remember this meme quite earlier on in Trump's presidency, which shows him in a kind of a black and white visage, and he's leaning forward in a chair, and it says, "It's not really me they're after you," meaning the American people. And we've witnessed this targeting of these weaponized agencies against Trump supporters, conservatives. I mean, we had the DOJ looking and the FBI in coordination with the FBI labeling parents as domestic terrorists who were simply showing up at their school board meetings, basically voicing their dissent over the curriculum that was being shoved down the throats of their children. And they were made aware of this indoctrinating curriculum through Zoom classes when the Biden administration and others shut down, Department of Education shut down schools in response to the flu. And so we've witnessed this targeting, but now we are kind of seeing it in broad daylight, whereby the first time in the history of our country, a former president's home and a future contender against the seated or selected president took place, last week, I guess, now, right? We're asking folks.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, dating back to Lois Lerner and the IRS, now we're going to have 87,000 new IRS agents. And is it a good bet that it's going to be used against conservatives again?
Well, it's a very good bet. We've seen the IRS weaponized under the Obama DOJ and the Obama administration. And we know from the CBO that the Democrats are lying. The Congressional Budget Office put out an early report based on the Inflation Reduction Act. Somehow 87,000 IRS agents are going to reduce inflation, not to mention the $740 billion spent by the federal government is supposed to reduce inflation. But they claim that it's going to be small businesses, LLCs, that will be audited, as well as middle-class Americans making under $200,000 a year. And yes, all of our taxes are going up under the Inflation Reduction Act because spending $740 billion of taxpayer revenue requires revenue. And they certainly aren't going to just find it in the top 1% or the greedy corporations that don't pay their fair share, as Democrats like to tout. They will be going after middle-class, working-class Americans and small businesses at a time when inflation specifically in Nevada is at 14.9% and at a time when a majority of this country believes that the country is headed down the wrong track. We also not only have inflation as far as numbers of 14.9%, but with all of the green energy spending that's coming in this bill, including $4 billion to supposedly solve the drought in Nevada and the pact of Western states that use the Colorado River, we will see increased energy costs. That is the trade-off. And I've often said that this climate change nonsense is not only nonsense, but what it is just the massive redistribution of wealth. And it's not necessarily the redistribution of wealth in colloquial terms, whereby we're taking from the rich and we're giving it to the poor. It's the redistribution of wealth from taxpaying Americans, all taxpaying Americans, to the federal government in order to grow government and in order to give the federal government more control over our daily lives. This comes, Kevin, on the heels of what the Bureau of Reclamation under Deb Haaland's Department of Interior did today. They cut Nevada's water allocation by 8% because the compact of states, the seven states that use the Colorado River for water, failed to meet an agreement to cut across the board 15% of water. Their negotiations failed. So the federal government came in and cut Nevada's share of water from the Colorado by 8%.
Once and for all, though, and again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and I know you're going to be writing a lot about water in the yep. weeks and months to come. Do we have a water problem?
Well, it kind of depends on who you ask, right? So we have environmentalists and conservationists on both sides of the issue. You know, you have the climate alarmists screaming that Nevada is going to run out of water. But then you have other scientists claiming that through recycling, we have plenty of water. It just depends on how we use the water. You know, massive growth is anticipated in the Las Vegas region. They estimate that within, I think it's 20 years, we're going to add close to 1 million people, which will definitely put a strain on our water allocation. But more importantly is the Colorado River Compact, which has not been negotiated in 100 years. You know, if you look at Nevada 100 years ago, it was basically just a desert with some spots of miners, et cetera, across the land. Now we're basically an urban oasis in southern Nevada. And it's growing, obviously, up in northern Nevada in Washoe County. So the federal compact on the Colorado River has to be renegotiated. There seems to be a lack of will by our current delegates, our current elected representatives here in the state, of course, run by Democrats. But Democrats like Catherine Cortez Masto, which I just published on the Nevada Globe regarding water, claims that this $4 billion that was allocated in the Inflation Reduction Act will basically not solve the drought, but help the drought. But yet, the general manager of the Nevada Southern Water District, John Ensminger, says that this $4 billion will accomplish nothing because it's basically going to be used on drought profiteers, which he claims are through subsidies to farmers to either use less water in their crops, specifically in the Yuma, Arizona region. They're allocated to get $1.4 billion of the $4 billion to use less water or to fallow their fields. So he contends, and this is not my statement, this is the general manager of the Nevada Southern Water District basically saying that $4 billion is going to be blown through in record time if it's going to predominantly be used to subsidize farmers to fallow their fields, which means what? Less crops, which means what? Less food. That's no water, no farmer, no food. Very simple.
Is this something that the federal government is going to have to deal with, or is this something that states, utilizing the Colorado River can iron out on their own? The fact they haven't done it yet doesn't mean they couldn't do it tomorrow.
Well, true. I mean, they were given 3 months by the federal government, Biden's administration, to figure out a deal on how to cut 15% water usage. No one could come to the table and figure it out. From what my understanding is and my reading about these negotiations, it was basically a standstill. Some of the higher utilizing states didn't want to cut their water. The lower utilizing states didn't really have much to add. But it was meetings over the last 3 months filled with pretty much some contention. And so the federal government threatened to step in. Now they've stepped in. And they've reduced our water allocation by 8%. However, it's going to take an act of Congress in order to renegotiate this Colorado Pact, which, I said was signed into law 100 years ago. Things have changed in 100 years.
More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. And, of course, Megan Barth joins us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. You folks have been busy, busy, busy. You've been chronicling what we expect to be a big red wave come November 8th. But there are a lot of Democrats that are really, really worried. And you quote one of them, our good friend John Ralston.
Yes, yes. John Ralston last week published some data, as he does at least once a month, on voter registration numbers. And over the course of time since Joe Biden has been president, Democrats have been fleeing to the GOP at 3 to 4 times the rate as Republicans to Democrats. However, in his latest post, he digs down into specifically the Clark County numbers. And what he finds in Clark County are the Democrats are losing Clark County, even, meaning that, and what he says specifically is that he fears not only a red wave, but a broad and deep red wave. And he refers to this migration from the Democrat Party by Democrats as the canary in the coal mine. He also forewarned that every trend favors the GOP, that the Biden brand is proving to be toxic. And, you know, when you look at the registration numbers specifically in Clark County, they've lost 4,500 more off their lead over the GOP as the voter rolls were cleaned up. Now they have barely a 9.5% lead and under 121,000 voters in Clark County. they don't know, they no longer have a firewall, as he puts it. So all of these trends, specifically